This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. I'm Marc Boulanger. The Global Union, which represents teachers and other education workers, has started a program to help unions renew themselves as they confront new challenges. Education International represents more than 30 million workers who are members of 400 labor organizations. One of the organizations EI asked for advice on how unions can renew themselves is Malaysia Academic Movement. Robert Jayakumar Nathan is a senior lecturer at Malaysia's Multimedia University.
I'd like to talk about three things in relation to union renewal in Malaysia. Number one, why is it important to have union renewal? I think the challenges are different as we change to different generations. Union renewal is important to stay abreast to new challenges that is facing society. It is also to ensure there is a succession from seniors to younger union members, so the struggle continues. And new leaders can take on the struggles. And there are always new challenges faced by the new generations. New challenges for new generations. The challenges are never the same. Some similarities, but new types of challenges faced by new generations could best be addressed by this generation itself. Number two, what can union do to address this? I think union certainly needs young leaders. Young leaders could be paired with seniors. So young leaders may have limited experience, but if you can pair them up with their seniors, they could address issues better. It's also a form of mentoring. Number three, empower young leaders to run projects. Let them have experience in being leaders and run small-scale projects nationwide that will train them to become more mature leaders. And number three, what can EI do to help local unions for union renewal quickly? EI can continue to engage unions in running projects on and organizing get-together, where we come together and do activities together. This is Robert from Move Malaysia.
Now here with his Labour Hotspot report is Labour Star correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Our hotspot this week was the USA, where unions anxiously await a court decision that could drastically undermine their ability to function, and where a huge teachers' strike against the odds looks to have inspired workers across the country. Public sector unions are awaiting a decision from the United States Supreme Court that will likely have an impact on their financial resources. The so-called Janus case is funded by a variety of far-right and anti-union individuals and organizations, led by the National Right to Work Foundation. Janus seeks to deny public sector unions the right to collect what are called agency fees from workers who benefit from being in a unionized workplace, but who choose not to become full members of the union. The case seeks to allow workers to become what are called free riders, workers getting all the benefits of membership in the union without having to contribute time or money to the union that is providing those benefits. In the United States, this is often misleadingly referred to as the right to work. American unions are already barred from spending regular dues money on political action. Should the Right to Work Foundation succeed, unions will likely see a drastic reduction in their resources, but they will still be subject to legal and financial penalties if they fail to fully represent everyone in the workplaces covered by their collective agreements. It is expected that the case will go against the labor movement. In preparation, public sector unions are engaged in internal organizing, explaining the benefits of membership and what is needed to ensure that those benefits are maintained and extended. That task became easier this month as the massive West Virginia teachers' strike inspired unions and workers across the United States. West Virginia is a state where local right-to-work laws already apply, and yet in a nine-day strike with near unanimous support, the teachers' union was able to win a wage increase much larger than average. This it did with widespread public support and right in the heart of a region which overwhelmingly supported Trump in the last election. Already, teachers and other public sector workers across the United States are studying the West Virginia experience and looking to apply the lessons quickly before the Janus decision is released and takes effect. This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.